Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode, a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to this opportunity, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High indeed for this opportunity to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and regretfully, my brothers and sisters, they could, to destroy. But we who are wise know that the Most High has promised that His word will not return to Him void. All things done in the darkness shall surely come to the light. And without question, my brothers and sisters, His word shall accomplish all that for which He has spoken it. And even if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, has fallen short of the glory of the wisdom of that which the Most High has declared, He will still bring to bear, yes, indeed, He will still bring to bear all, everything that He has spoken. So let us be wise. Brothers and sisters, I said, let us be wise to discern these blessed passages of Scripture. Did you hear me? These very blessed passages of Scripture, much Scripture, my brothers and sisters, that has gone entirely overlooked. Let us discern the blessing that is to be discerned in being watchful concerning these things, that we may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, that we may be able to stand before the Son of Man, whom according to all that is written, I said, who according to all that is written, will surely judge all mankind in bringing to bear the remembrance, the restoration, the refreshing to mind of all things. I said, all things the Most High has spoken by mouth of His holy prophets since this world began. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, then are they who will give heed to do more than just read the Scriptures as they appear on the surface. I said to do more than just read the Scriptures, to discern what they mean as they are depicted or seemingly depicted on the surface. Most High has told me, yes indeed, that to know what is said and not know why it is said is surely to miss the point. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that there was a distinct conscience and expectation. I said a distinct conscience and expectation that was in the minds of those who were party to the wisdom that was disseminated in the early church. That quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, today, so much of this truth is being completely overlooked. Why, my brothers and sisters? Well, quite frankly, I can only tell you that if all the things that were contained in Scriptures, in the Scripture, were discerned in the context that they were in that day and time. I said in that day and time as they were many years ago, then it is quite apparent to me that so much of the debate and the doubt and the confusion that we see in the world today would not exist. But my brothers and sisters, it is because men have not given full attention. I said have not given full attention. All the Most High has spoken. All that he has declared must be remembered. The world we live in today, my brothers and sisters, is constantly caught again and again in a multitude of snares that many have not realized were ever even set. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we transcend that dimension. Or let's just say that lack of awareness. Because the truth, my brothers and sisters, is what we must discern again to be set free. Well, my brothers and sisters, a lot I want to talk about tonight. We've been talking about a lot through the course of the last few nights. And for those who have been listening with any degree of real attention, it should be quite apparent at this point in time so much the Messiah said. Like, for instance, we talked about Matthew, they want to call it, 5:14-25. We've been talking about how so much of what Messiah said there makes it quite apparent that by no means are the leaders, as we see them today, by no means could they, should they, or could they be considered by them of old. As we see them today, could they by any means be considered saviors to anyone? In fact, my brothers and sisters, Messiah made this plain when he said to them of old, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of, they put down scribes and Pharisees. Well, I know a lot of people look at those scriptures today, and that means your righteousness must exceed that of what they call rabbinical Judaism. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. 2,000 years ago, Messiah warned his people because, quite frankly, they had been subject to a priesthood appointed by Rome after Rome slaughtered the priests of Israel that wanted a king after genuine Jewish seed. Well, Rome came in and slaughtered the priests that desired a king, my brothers and sisters, after Jewish Hebrew ideal that by no means would compromise after the ideals of Rome. Well, what Rome put in place was a priesthood that said that they had no king, and effectively saying they had no God then but Caesar. And Messiah called that example hypocrisy. Well, so it's obvious that since there was an intrusion of Western polytheist ideal that by no means could be true to the will of one, please understand, no polytheist ideal, supposedly polytheist ideology, belief system, can be true to the will of the one who is all and everything that he is, even as Yah is one. No polytheist ideal, my brothers and sisters, can be true in its oath unto Yah. That in itself declares so much of what we see in the society we live today to be an absolute, total hypocrisy, not the faith at all. In fact, if men had understood what the scriptures mean, for instance, we've been talking about scriptures like those that, Revelation 22:16, Messiah said, this is his testimony, the testimony that should be spoken in all the churches, that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. If men understood what those prophecies meant to those 2,000 years ago, men, well, let's just say the faith could have possibly been preserved beyond all the confusion, debate, and doubt, even to this day. Well, it's obvious when you have 45,000 denominations out here to across 280 nations claiming to be teaching the sufficient will of the one, it's obvious that there's a whole lot of lying going on. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, is it written that those who believe lies are those things that separate mankind from the greater wisdom of Yah. By no means is related, my brothers and sisters, to those who trust in such illusion. By no means is related they'll be saved, my brothers and sisters. In fact, in so many ways, the scripture says those who believe those lies should be damned. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all those who preserve and defend the multitude of institutions that keep the people of Yah divided. Well, think about it. It means that those who do this, who preserve these divisions, are not delivered, are not saved either. They themselves are the proponents of the lies. They themselves are the wicked.
Hey.
Isaiah 14 and 5 says the wicked is the scepter of the rulers. How about, my brothers and sisters, the deceptive misrule of the rulers? That by no means is true to the gospel. By no means true to what the Most High himself declared. Or if he said your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, or you must exceed that of your leaders. Oh, why do I say your leaders? Then it's obvious then, my brothers and sisters, that your leaders themselves have led many astray, even unto damnation. Hey, they preserve divisions, sin. They are sin. They are wickedness. They are lawlessness. Think about what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters. If you said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, how is it men have believed that these are to be trusted? We talked about Isaiah 44, 20 through 45 and 6. The scriptures make it very plain that men have trusted with their right hands. Falsehood, imagination, spiritual discretion, dulled. And it relates point blank that Messiah must come to prove foolish the wisdom that many had called wise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the scriptures declare that Messiah must come as the one king, the one shepherd, what do you think has to happen then, my brothers and sisters? So many have called themselves shepherds, but always to lead people astray or short of the mark. The scripture says Messiah must come to prove foolish, fallen, false, the wisdom of the seeming wise. That there may be established a Jerusalem set upon a firm foundation as a city of peace, all following after one shepherd, that all may know from the rising sun to the west that there's only one conscience that is viable unto the salvation of man. Hey, if you knew that Messiah comes to reprove all the kings and all the priests of the earth, like it says in Isaiah 41, like it says in Malachi 3, would you trust in those who the scriptures have already told you were obstacles? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, with 45,000 denominations, refusing to recognize that purity and completion offers one choice, that what the leaders are teaching is sufficient? Why did he say, why did Messiah say, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah? It obviously means that what's being taught, according to Isaiah 28, be a vexation and terror for many to understand the report. Like it says, men will find out that the cloth, what they call that which they cover themselves to, say that they're not spiritually naked. Cloth is too short. The doctrines, warped, weak. The cloth not long enough for men to wrap themselves up in. Insufficient for a garment. You're terrible for men to understand, my brothers and sisters, what men have been compelled to believe and trust has not been enough to cover their sin. So much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relate these things again and again. Like I said, if he said your righteousness must exceed that of the leaders. Why do I say the leaders? Think about it. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded. Why would he tell the nation, tell his disciples to go forth, those who are after his discipline, his righteousness, to go forth and teach all nations everything he declared? It's obvious, my brothers and sisters, because what was among the nations was insufficient. Let us consider, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. Baptizing. Oh, baptism was a public admission that what man had been subject to, was unclean, was sin, was iniquity, was inequity, was injustice. Not the result of man being completely in all things true to the will of the One Most High. For if all have been led by the Spirit, none rebellious, all seeking the pure and perfect truth, you wouldn't see all the divisions out here deceiving men to think that what they teach prepares them for the day of the Son of Man. For the Son of Man, according to all Scripture, my brothers and sisters, will reprove all mankind wherever men have fallen short of the mark. Scripture says he will bring to remembrance all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. That means that everything the Most High declared, my brothers and sisters, was always viable. How is it then that men have believed in the quote-unquote a new covenant. That word for new down there, like I keep saying again and again, is a word related. It is the refreshing of the knowledge of a covenant, restoring to mind the knowledge of a covenant. By no means, my brothers and sisters, then, are the multitude of differences that men taught and teach today. By no means, my brothers and sisters, these multitude of differences are covenant with the will of one. How can a multitude of contentious differences and contradictions, my brothers and sisters, be a holy covenant? Hey, Isaiah 24 talks about men having broken the everlasting covenant. Oh, everlasting covenant. How about the everlasting holy covenant? Stop and consider. Scripture says, because men have broken that everlasting covenant, that everlasting holy covenant of peace, purity and completion offering one choice. It says, talks about the judgment. So as it was with the master, so with the servant, as the priest, also with the people. What else does it mean, my brothers and sisters, but that men have trusted the unholy rather than the holy thing? All my brothers and sisters, isn't it time we understand what Messiah meant when he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders? He said, think not and let nobody trick you into thinking that he came in any way to dishonor the law of the prophets. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, he said, if you allow anybody to do this, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You have not overcome the world, still counted unstable. Your faith has not been unto a perfect work. Read Jacob, James, 1:1-8. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy relates that Messiah must prove foolish or having been deceptive. The doctrines of a whole world that men know to turn toward him. In fact, when he said your righteousness must see that of your leaders, and he said ultimately in Isaiah, well, how about Micaiah 23? He said you have one leader, even the Messiah. Was he not saying, my brothers and sisters, that for men to discern what is wise, they must turn toward him? Messiah comes according to all prophecy, according to Isaiah 41, because men have not taught the gospel, but what defends their pulpits, what defends their thrones, but is not the reign of the Most High Yah. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will understand the truth? Taking these things, these many things in consideration, let us consider something. Let us consider, my brothers and sisters, why does Messiah come? The answer to that question, in many ways, can be answered in discerning, first, the purpose of man. Man was not created to contend. I said, my brothers and sisters, man was not created to contend every man against his brother. Man was not created to argue with the Most High, but to reason as one with him. And that means that every dissuasive thought, every unclean, impure thought, not true to the discipline of the Most High. Every reprobate, undisciplined thought that did not come forth from the Most High to regulate the thoughts of men, my brothers and sisters. Every undisciplined thought, my brothers and sisters, that man seeks to uphold. We must consider the nature of it. The scripture says, carnal mind is enmity against the law. How about the very thoughts of the Most High, the plan of the Most High, the reasoning of the Most High? Scripture says we must subdue the mind of the flesh after the spirit, that we might be able to live. But it says if we walk after the flesh, we will die. What seems reasonable after the short sighting of the flesh, it did not say we would live but die. And should we not understand, brothers and sisters, how important it is, how drastically important it is, that granted the opportunity to hear the word of Yah, we must heed with all diligence? What was it, my brothers and sisters, that brought about the flood before? Genesis 6, 5 through 6, the Most High, the scripture says he was highly grieved because the thoughts of men had become evil. How about diversely unwise, rebellious? Hey, man, so prideful in his own ideas of what was wisdom, seeking praise of men. Scripture says that the thoughts of men become evil continually. What does Scripture say about the coming of Messiah? It says because in Malachi 3rd chapter, it talks about Messiah comes because the priests, the leaders, have told men that according to the multitude of their evil ways and thoughts, that they were somehow still yet good in the sight of the Most High, men loving darkness more than light. It says in Yohanan, 3rd chapter, read about 3:14 through 3:21. Messiah came, my brothers and sisters, that men might discern what is the true wisdom of Yah. They might not perish with those who will fall according to the promise that the Most High has forsworn, that will bring an end to all confusion. What do you mean when we say like there will be in Messiah's time, it would be like the days of Lot and Noah, so shall be the days of the Son of Man. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The days of Lot, man's thinking had become reprobate after his own self-will, after his flesh. So was it, my brothers and sisters, before the great flood in the days of Noah. Well, my brothers and sisters said, just as it was in the days of Lot and Noah, so should be the days of the Son of Man. Read Isaiah 59, it talks about man transgressing and lying against the Most High. It didn't say everybody understood that's what they were doing. But Isaiah 59 says men found transgressing and lying against the Most High. No intercessor among them. That's what it actually says. It says no intercessor means that man's petitions were not for the fullness of what is divine will, but a level of short-sightedness, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High by no means could be pleased. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the need to transcend this variance, this mass compromise that exists presently in the world? I believe without question that it is. Again, Messiah did not come to the world that men love darkness more than light, but Yah so loved the world, he sent someone to tell the world again, or to reveal to the world again the truth, that men might not perish with those who remain deceived. How many of my brothers and sisters understand that? Scripture says, but those who did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son, how about the authority, the teachings, the righteous teachings of the Son of Man? Scripture says, point blank, they're already condemned. How about divided with the world for not believing in the name, the authority, the teachings, the contract, the covenant that the name is signed upon? For not believing the name of the only begotten Son. Meaning that at that time, when the scripture talks about the only begotten Son, it means him who comes at a time when the whole world is falling short of the glory. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand how much prophecy relates to Messiah comes because the whole world has been blind? He comes to as a savior, my brothers and sisters, to make men whole again. That men might discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond every miscreant thought and way. That's not what your pastors tell you. They tell you 45,000 denominations, somehow whatever you choose to believe after what they call religious freedom, wow, is your deliverance. My brothers and sisters, the thoughts of men having become proud after so many illusions, so many gross illusions, in fact, by no means, my brothers and sisters, by no means is sufficient to make all people one in the mind of the Most High. So let us consider, my brothers and sisters, since the scriptures by no means declare that man is favored in his unbelief unto the favor and grace of the Most High, let us understand that the grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, reveals, in fact, wisdom, that we might not be subject to the misruling interests of men. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we must understand the reality. The time has come, my brothers and sisters, that we must understand, in fact. Did you hear me? We must discern the truth, lest we be found deceivers. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the sure reality? That we remain, my brothers and sisters, if we have an opportunity under discretion, those remain favored, blessed, able, my brothers and sisters, And because we seek the truth to stand before the Son of Man, a lot to be thought about, yes, indeed. A lot to be thought about. I think about the scriptures where it says, be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful that you may be able to stand. Be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. What does this mean? What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? Do we consider what this means? Have we considered it fully enough? Well, think about it for a minute. If Messiah will judge all the kings and all the priests, that all might discern the will of one, and the only way the world is going to be subject to one shepherd and one king is that they, all the others are exposed. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers, how is it that they've kept the trust of the people, but that knowledge like that has been hid from the people? Like I said, if you knew, I repeat again, if you knew that Messiah must expose them all, I said that Messiah must expose them all so that there'll be a kingdom on earth established in peace. Would you so quickly trust in them? He said, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Think about it for a moment. Where have we heard the scripture about being watchful? Okay? Where have we heard the scripture concerning being watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man? Who is the Son of Man? Did you hear me? Who is the Son of Man? Who does it say the scriptures always said you should have been watchful? How many have given consideration to the scriptures in Isaiah 40:27-41:4 concerning the one whom the heralding voice speaks that says, as the scripture says, like a voice crying in the wilderness, comfort ye, O my people. Think about it. The scripture says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait, watch, look for, expect, anticipate. They wait for the Son of Man. They who wait for, the scripture they put down, the Lord who is the Son of Man, shall renew their strength. You ever stop to consider what it is that has kept people spiritually indiscriminate? Because they have not known what to watch for? Who is the Son of Man? Well, look at Isaiah 41 in the context of the one they call the righteous one, like the rising sun. The one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness and to reveal the light the world would obscure. Who comes suddenly like the sun in its rising, my brothers and sisters, to put light upon the matter, to expose every manner in which this world has been deceptive. What about Malachi? Malachi in the context of 2:16 to about 3 and 4. In particular, these scriptures related the idea that your rulers have sought to hide their iniquity under their robes, their supposed priestly authority. Where have we heard scripture like that elsewhere in the scriptures? But Revelation 16:12-21, we're going to talk about that in a moment. It talks about how the rulers have said that everyone who walks after his own evil way is good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. Well, what about pastors, my brothers and sisters, who will give the people what they want to hear? Not what they need, but what they want to hear. And if people are willing to buy it, they'll sell it. They just simply want to preside over a congregation that simply wants championed or guarded or defended in some way. The doctrine of the people oftentimes have both become oriented with and have no intent to let go of. In other words, bolstering the pride of the people, being flattered, even fatally flattered, my brothers and sisters, in their sins. How about in every fallen standard that has divided the people of the Most High? Think about it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says in Malachi, he for whom you should be waiting. That's the way it reads in some texts. I think the King James Version reads in this way. The Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And it says, who can, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you should be delighted. Well, scripture says, but who can stand when he appears? But he is like refiner's fire, like full of soap. He will come to purge the sons of Levi. How about to purge out from the midst of the priesthood all who would be less than faithful? All those who would compel you because you didn't discern what Messiah comes to do, to trust in the diverse standards and miss authority of men. He says, the Lord whom he seeks shall suddenly come to his temple. He shall purge the sons of Levi. He's like refiner's fire, like full of soap. And in fact, the scripture says he restore. Yes, it says he restore righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. But brothers and sisters, by no means are those scriptures talking about casting aside the wisdom that the Most High has declared over the course of ages. Remember, Acts 3:18-23 says he comes for the restoration, the refreshing of mind of all things. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Again, meaning that all the Most High spoke by his prophets, those who had exceeding vision by his spirit. He said he will call to mind all things that those prophets have spoken, declaring the authority of Yah since world began. Again, relating a constancy in the mind of the Most High. And it says, whoever will not hearken to those prophets, even as the Most High speaks of as a prophet concerning all the prophets. Whoever will not speak as a prophet that reckons according to all the prophets have spoken will be cut off from among the people. You ever stop to consider then, my brothers and sisters, that the multitude of rulerships we see in the world that denies the law and the prophets have denied men entrance into the kingdom of Yah? The truth is simply what it is. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, how many of us are willing to truly give reason to this perception? Messiah said, think not, let nobody trick you into thinking that he came to destroy the law and the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Have men overlooked that? Well, my brothers and sisters, because men have overlooked it, that's the reason why the world is divided as it is today. So much so that the scriptures actually say in Isaiah 28 that when Messiah comes, declaring a word line upon line, precept upon precept. Yes, indeed. It says that when Messiah comes, declaring a word line upon line, precept upon precept, it will be found. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It will be found that the world has not had the foundation upon which to reason and discern the testimony of a righteous one. It will be found that men had not had the testimony sufficient to mature. So the question will be asked, to whom will he teach knowledge and whom will he make to understand the report? What about if people haven't understood the type of things I'm telling you now? They have not known to seek the exceeding wisdom that transcends the status quo, because the status quo could never be your savior. The status quo, my brothers and sisters, is your cage. It's the prison house of this faulty matrix we live in that would never tell the whole truth, and knowing the people are already on a faulty foundation, would never tell them the whole truth, but they remain stuck in the pit to be exploited. Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that there's an adversary that wants men to continually remain blinded, preferring unrighteousness, not knowing indeed what the fullness of the righteousness of Yah is? Preferring that men never put upon themselves the whole armor of Yah, the whole truth. At the end result, my brothers and sisters, they are constantly pierced with the arrows of poisonous deception. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we see beyond this illusion. Think about this scripture, what it says. It says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. So again, we talk about who is the Son of Man. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, scripture talks in Revelation about one called the King of the East. Scripture says when he comes, it says, letting you know who the King of the East, Messiah says, behold, I come. The words there initially are not plural, they are singular. It talks about one before whom the rivers are dried up. Remember in the days of Moshe how the rivers were dried up before Moshe, that the people might be set free from the snares of shallow-minded mindscape of the polytheist nation that was Egypt? It means, my brothers and sisters, that the folly of the nations is being exposed. that men might seek to transcend
the illusion,
that they might have opportunity to discern what it is to return indeed unto the Most High himself. How many understand the one they put in your King James Version they call Cyrus had the title the King of the East? You can check out my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, the Mutual Expectation, to discern who Messiah said he is when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He said, be watchful and pray always. Think about it. Do men pray unto other men, or do they pray unto the Most High? That means you must keep contact with the Most High. If he offers you opportunity to see the truth, you must petition him constantly that you be able to stand before the Son of Man who will reprove mankind wherever man has fallen short. Think about what I'm telling you. He said, be watchful. Did he say, be watchful, my brothers and sisters, inquiring of men or inquiring of Yah? Scripture says in Jacob, James, 1st chapter 1 through 8, it says, if you're scattered amongst the nations, lacking wisdom, it did not say petition man. It said ask of Yah, for your faith must still bring forth a perfect work. If any man be double-minded, that means, in his allegiances, scattered by the deceptive bias of this world. He said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Certainly don't want to receive the word of promise. In other words, what it means, my brother says, you must overcome all these illusions, that you be counted steadfast and firm, faithful unto Yah. How have men been turned aside from the faith? They've been turned aside from the pure word of one unto the testimony, miscreant testimony of many. Much debate, much doubt, much misunderstanding cannot be faith. But faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, is that by which man might be saved, delivered from the deceiver. Made whole and no longer blighted, my brothers and sisters, by the lies that prevent men from discerning the greater truths. It's time we understand what these scriptures are talking about. He says, be watchful and pray for always that you may escape, it says, these things that are sure to come to pass on earth. And therefore be able to stand before the Son of Man. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the words that were spoken 2,000 years ago by Messiah were an admonition to the people of that time. But today, there should be an admonition or a warning to us that we should, my brothers and sisters, seek to be aware of all things that have occurred from that time till now. Think about it. Messiah prophesied that there would become great persecution on the part. The persecution that came upon Jerusalem at the hands of Rome to silence the word of the gospel, to silence the word of the kingdom of Yah. Oh, we're talking about the difference between the kingdom of Yah and the kingdom of this earth. Rome despised the idea that the gospel portended an end to all confusion. An end then to the law, or international law of Rome, that sought to preserve all the multitude of its false deities. Because the king himself claimed to have his authority being favored by the most of the contentious gods. Oh, if he can be an example that wherein so many gods in conflict could favor him, then he called himself in so many ways the peace. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High never said that we find peace with him by subdividing divine conscience. In fact, the scripture says, if you in any way, think about it, swear by his name or take his name in vain after the insufficient standards of men, he says, by no means will any man who does this be counted blameless. But in Matthew 24, for instance, it talks about how Rome would come in to destroy Jerusalem. And the reason why they came to destroy Jerusalem, because they in the East understood that Messiah would come to expose all confusion. And certainly a nation, let's just say many Gentile nations that could never reason as one, and who upheld the idea of the many diverse gods rather than one, could never be true to Yah. Simply impossible for them to be true unto Yah. Therefore, what we must understand is this true, my brothers and sisters? This is what we must understand. that the early church, since it was not called by this Greek word Christ, well, we need to ask the question, why? And why, in fact, it's not important that if, you know, if there was another word, a name for the Messiah, if there was another name for the faith, if it's not important, my brothers and sisters, that we discern what the initial term is, why did they seek to change it? Well, I talked before on my website about how, again, the term Christ and Christian, Greek terms, well, that the early church, my brothers and sisters, was not called a Christian church, per se, but they were called Kurdishanya. Kur, sun, tis, rise, Shah, king. They anticipated the one called the King of the East, the one that is mentioned in Revelation 16. I said the one that mentioned in Revelation 16 is expose all the folly of all the kings of the earth, proving foolish the wisdom that men had called wise who followed after the rulers. The one that would come according to Isaiah 41, saying that if men's testimony had not been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that they might discern the current depraved status and nature of things, that they not discern what must come of this depravity, discerning what the Most High has promised in terms of an ultimate peace, saying that if men have not declared that testimony, they cannot by any means prove themselves having ever been godly. And he's speaking to the rulers there and also the people who follow them. Those words are Messiah's words at that Armageddon-like experience the scriptures foretell, scenario that the scriptures foretell. And it says, whoever trusts in those who can never tell this testimony that is only revealed by the Spirit in the fullness of its context, if they had never preached this gospel, it would bring to bear an end of all confusion to establish the kingdom of Yah. He says, not only they, but those who choose them or follow after them are also accounted as an abomination, an unnatural thing, a thing that the Most High himself did not teach. In other words, the reason why men did not know this because these things is because another has been their teacher. What is the scriptures talking about there? Like I said, Messiah said, be watchful that you may escape these things. He talked about the fall of Jerusalem. He talked about the great persecution upon all the saints that occurred in the first centuries where they murdered Christians wholesale, the rate of millions over the course of three centuries, to silence the voices of all those who would awaken to the knowledge of the truth. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Christians were hunted down like dogs, persecuted wherever it might be that they might discern the faith and the expectation of the one who will cast aside all confusion. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, they called themselves Kurdishanya because they expected the one who would prove all the rulers foolish. And if today men call themselves believers and they have not given that consideration, have they then believed the Messiah come to sanction confusion? All the diverse rulerships of this world against his Messiahship, against his sovereignty, and against the establishment of a holy kingdom? Messiah spoke, my brothers and sisters, concerning those three centuries of great persecution upon the saints, great tribulation upon the saints that occurred in the earliest centuries. And he did not say that those times would cease in the coming of Messiah or his appearing, but he said those times would cease in the coming of a rise of false prophets, even a false church. How about my brothers and sisters, men worshiping after a false concept of salvation, a false concept of Messiah, even saying that Messiah has offered his favor upon those who would not believe him, who preferred the unrighteousness of men, as if to say that the grace of the Most High is that he put aside his absolute law and truth, that men might trust in the law of false rule, the misorderliness of the nations, who could never even come to a point of agreement, whose rules enforced by the state is what they call today something like religious freedom. My brothers and sisters, it is because men felt that they had the right to believe whatever they will, cursing the name of the Most High after whatever they were predisposed to call deity, that the flood came in the days of Noah. He said that just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah, so it should be in the days of the Son of Man. Did we read the scripture saying that when Messiah comes, he's going to reprove the world for all the errant thoughts that have inhabited the minds and hearts? Why do you think it says in Isaiah 55, let the wicked man forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts? Your thoughts have not been like my thoughts, and your ways have not been like my ways. Did he ever tell you that your ways should have been different from his, your thoughts different from him? Who was it that made man and gave him his spirit? It was man turning away from that truth, my brothers and sisters, that brought human destruction and the confusion of mankind. He said, oh, that you kept and preserved my promise, my commandments, my truth, my conscience. And your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the ways of the sea, and I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me. It says in Isaiah 48 is what Messiah is going to say to mankind in the latter days, because men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He says, from the beginning, from the creation there, is he. Glad to you the way, again, the way that you should go. That's the salvation of man, my brothers and sisters, to remember the word that is from the beginning. After its initial onset and understanding, its initial conception, because everything else is a lie. Everything else is a faulty foundation. Messiah prophesied that there'd be a false church, my brothers and sisters, will compel you not to remember this ancient truth. Hey, Daniel 7:25 says they cause you to think that the Most High had abolished what are his appointed times and laws. If they can cause you to forget those days and times and the message that should be taught in the holy days, my brothers and sisters, how do you know that it is Yah that you have served if his commands are not preserved in the midst? Do people really believe they keep a holy day if everybody in their own churches is teaching their own form of doctrine? Is that a day holy unto the Most High? Or is that man walking after the miscreant perceptions of man? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says in Isaiah 29, it's going to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. When he wakes up and finds out that his worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men, though he'd called out to the Most High. His worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men. So it's going to be the Most High who will have to open the eyes of the blind. But he talks about how the leaders have asked to discern the scriptures. They cannot see. Why? Because they have stood against the counsel of the Most High. Stood against the word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised to his people Israel. How can you discern the words of the book that speak about this promise if you desire not to understand this promise? Shall you discern the book rightly? Scripture said the book is given one who has learned it. You say, I cannot read, for I'm not. Because the book is sealed? Yes, it's sealed to those who won't see the truth. The book is given one who has not learned it. You say, I cannot read, for I'm not learned. How about they are unable to receive, because there are truths, my brothers and sisters, that men desirous to be favored after the ideas of men refuse to see. What do you think the scripture means when the scripture says, all eyes shall see the glory? My brothers and sisters, it means the men shall see the invariant light that across the nations, rulers have desired that people never see, lest men discern how they have fallen away from the initial truth. Again, my brothers and sisters, they call themselves Kurdishanya, they who awaited the coming of the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, the one they call the righteous one from the east, the one who will expose all the rulers, the one who the scripture says that when that city that he emerges from is destroyed for having not listened. Oh, they didn't tell you about the secret city prophecies? Look that up also on my website, hiddengospel.com. It says that when he comes, he says, because the Most High has exposed at that city the confusions of a whole world, the cities of the nations will fall. All will know and understand what the scriptures mean about the coming of the one called Shiloh. Have we not talked about that either? All nations will understand what is written concerning about the one called Shiloh, him unto whom it belongs, him whom the Most High said, the gathering of people be, shall be. Him unto whom, my brother and sister, the Most High said he would give the kingdom of the whole earth. Psalms 2. Isaiah 41. All my brothers and sisters, Psalm 110, Psalm 118. Him unto whom all the kings of the earth have been given. Him who said all power from on high, all authority over all the nations have been given to him. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the nations wanted you to know about this? Isaiah 41 said they wouldn't even tell you. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, they taught you something that is not the gospel. It's not the whole pure and perfect word. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes I look at the scriptures, looking at how much has been ignored. Be watchful, he said, as you stand before the Son of Man. Be watchful as you might be able to stand before that one who is called the Lord whom you seek. The one that the scripture called the King of the East. The one called the Righteous One from the East. The one that Malachi called the Son of Righteousness that arises. The one that Zechariah 3:8 and 6:12 called the Branch, or the one like the rising sun. The one who brings forth the light to cast out all the darkness. My brothers and sisters, you need to ask a question. Why, with all these scriptures concerning these truths, why the leaders did not tell? The prophets said in advance the rulers would not tell because for them to do so, they would expose themselves in their treachery and negligence. The rulers depend upon your not knowing the truth that you might fall into the pits of deception that they have laid. Who will understand it, my brothers and sisters, in its time? If men were mindful concerning all the things the scriptures said, for instance, we talked about the scriptures in Luke 17, concerning what was the fall of Jerusalem and why so many early believers were murdered. Well, men would have understood Revelation 6 chapter, White Horse Rider being Messiah, declaring the truth. That conquers all the illusions of the world, that people be set free. Red Horse Rider.
90 seconds.
The nations retaliating against the knowledge of the truth. Black Horse Rider, famine for a word. Pale Horse Rider, death and hell. And men would know what it means when Scripture says they who wait for, look for, anticipate the coming of Messiah should be renewed. Because it meant that those who continue to trust after the world, not discerning him who would come to say, keep silence before me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, and let my people
60
be
seconds.
My brothers and sisters, men not discerning the meaning of those scriptures have trusted in the rulers of the scriptures that Messiah must come to expose to establish his kingdom. And in so doing, a whole world has been divided, my brothers and sisters, while men use the holy name against those who would believe, even against the Most High himself. And the Most High has already told us that this form of treachery, after this form of treachery, shall no man be found guiltless. A lot to talk about concerning these things, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, there is. So much to be said, my brothers and sisters. There never seems to be enough time to speak all that needs to be spoken. But I would implore you,
10
please,
seconds.
Check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Look at those articles that I told you about. Early Church Origins and Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD. Remember the promise. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again for listening. Thank the Most High every year that he brings near.
You're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little...
Think about it. Those of old understood the things that were to come, And they knew to guard themselves and not fall victim to the trickery. But they knew to stand strong in spite of all the world's persecutions. My brothers and sisters, how many understand that today so many snares have been laid that have dissuaded men's concentration and devotion unto the Most High to a mass disparity? That is not the faith. Well, if you know what happened, you know to seek the greater truth, because you know the rulers can't be telling it to you. You know to seek the exceeding truth, because you know the rulers can't be telling it to you. And you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man, because you could prove that your faith has been in Him.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadow, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on.
No.